19 past one.
The question is on adoption of the resolution. All those in favour say aye. All those opposed, no. In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it, and the resolution is agreed to. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Protest on the floor. They had seemed to adopt the rules on a voice vote there, and the chairman said the ayes have it, trying to say the rules are adopted, and you have some delegates on the floor saying not so fast. And so we know the anti-Trump forces believe they submitted enough signatures to have that state-by-state roll call. The anti-Trump forces went to the Rules Committee, went to the leaders of the convention. They submitted what they say is enough signatures from enough states to have a state-by-state roll call, and I think we're going to have that litigated right now on the floor of the Republican convention.
So the people yelling right now, the people yelling aye are the Trump forces, and the people yelling nay are saying the rules should not be adopted. And the ayes, what are the nays trying to force? Roll call vote.
Right. These are the roll call vote.
These are the never Trump forces.
They want a roll call vote on the rules.
Now, that was some of the chaos captured by CNN on the floor of day one of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. And after nearly a year of debate, Donald Trump and Mike Pence are due to be formally named as presidential and vice presidential nominees. But the convention is fraught, as you'd probably expect, with security concerns and protests too. Our correspondent Simon Marks is one of about 15,000 media attending the event.
Good evening from Cleveland. I hope you can hear me over the roar of the crowd.
Yeah, what's going on right now, Simon? It sounds like a pretty interesting day.
They are listening to Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas, who is in the middle of his address to this convention as the first night of the convention gets underway. We are heading towards the two big speeches of the night, one from the former mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, and the other from Donald Trump's wife, Melania. The theme of the night here is Make America Safe Again. And the delegates just within the last hour have heard an impassioned speech from the mother of one of the Americans who died in the violent attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, in Libya, arguing that Hillary Clinton belongs not in the White House, but in jail. So the delegates here lapped all that up. But as you said a little bit earlier on, there was indeed disarray on the floor of this convention.
Yeah, what was that all about? It was quite hard to follow exactly what the uproar was on the floor.
Well, I think essentially it was the last gasp by the anti-Trump forces, their last opportunity, not even necessarily to derail Donald Trump's chances of becoming the party's presidential nominee, but their last opportunity to try and push for an opportunity to be heard here. There had been heated meetings behind the scenes of the Republican National Committee's Rules Committee over whether the rules should be changed, allowing delegates to unbind themselves from the pledges that some of them had made to support Donald Trump, because the anti-Trump forces believe that the situation here is gamed against them, and that if they could persuade some of those delegates to change their minds, they might be able to derail Donald Trump. They then came to the floor of the convention demanding a vote on the rules. That would have been an opportunity then for the microphones to be opened and for the anti-Trump forces literally to be heard here. The chair of the convention denied that request, and there was quite a bit of boisterous remonstration on the floor of the convention. Pretty chaotic scenes, frankly, just 3 hours after the convention started, and they really served only to illustrate that Donald Trump has a massive mountain to climb here this week if he is to emerge in any way from this convention and be able to say that he's got the Republican Party united behind him. At the moment, this is a very disunited party just in this room. And remember, of course, that there are many prominent Republicans that have decided not even to attend this convention because they want to stay as far away from Donald Trump as possible.
Yeah. Now, did I see this right on Twitter? Was there a speech today by Chachi from Happy Days?
There was indeed. I was going to ask you if you were a Happy Days fan.
I'm more of a Charles in Charge man myself.
Scott Bio was one of the principal speakers here. And that in and of itself, while I don't wish to cast any aspersions on Mr. Bio or Happy Days, is an indication of just how difficult Donald Trump has found it to get prominent frontline speakers lined up to appear at this convention. This is a convention that is going to be dominated by appearances by lesser-known Republican supporters and dominated by appearances by people whose surname happens to be Trump. And that is indicative of the fact that they've found it very difficult to fill this convention with the caliber of speakers that you would normally expect. There are no former presidents here by the name of George Bush. There's no Mitt Romney here. There's no John McCain here. There's no Colin Powell here. They've all stayed away. They want nothing to do with Donald Trump or the politics that he espouses.
Yeah. Have you seen any guns yet, Simon?
Well, I haven't seen any in the convention arena itself, but as you know, there's been a big discussion about whether guns should be allowed into this building, because this is what they call an open carry state. You are allowed to walk around brandishing a weapon if you choose to. There are protests outside this building, a ring of steel from a security perspective surrounding the arena. We've seen some good-natured protests by a variety of different groups espousing a variety of different causes during the course of the day. All of those have been contained and perfectly peaceful so far, but there is still concern about the possibility of something going wrong, and certainly much discussion here about the open carry laws that are in place. The police chief has said he's got no alternative but to respect those laws, but he has encouraged everybody to leave their weapons at home.
You mentioned star power among the speaking lineup. You neglected to mention the former Calvin Klein model, who I think has spoken quite recently, and there is still the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship to come.
I'm happy to say that I was not aware that a former Calvin Klein model had spoken, but I'm very impressed by the depth of detail that you have regarding the illustrious nature of the speeches that lie ahead. I do think that all of that is contributing to a sense in which this convention is somewhat subdued. As I look out over the arena now, I would say about, you know, just under a third of the seats in this arena are not filled. And that is unusual. I've been coming to these conventions for several presidential election cycles now, and I can tell you that this convention, so far at least, doesn't have anywhere near the sense of atmosphere and hoopla and excitement that you would normally associate with this kind of an event. And that's partly because they just haven't been able to get the star-studded lineup of speakers that one would normally hope for. Remember, just 4 years ago, we had Clint Eastwood and his empty chair. Even he isn't here this time round.
Yeah. By the way, Melania Trump's still to speak tonight, and I understand we're hearing Trump has just arrived in a motorcade. It's unusual, but he is going to be introducing her this evening.
Yes, he's making several appearances at this convention, and that is also very unusual. Usually the candidate appears only on the last night, formally to accept the applause, sit underneath the balloon drop and the streamers, and say that he's thrilled and delighted to be the man who's going to be the next president of the United States. Donald Trump is in Cleveland now. I'm told that he's going to be leaving Cleveland tomorrow, but will be beaming himself into the convention on video from a remote location. I think he's going to be doing the same thing on Wednesday. So there's going to be several opportunities for the Republicans gathered here to see Donald Trump. And again, you know, that's a different approach. There will be those who say that it's indicative of the fact that this convention is lacking in star power and Donald Trump needs to be here in this room in some fashion a lot in order to try and whip people up into a frenzy. There will be others who say, well, look, he's an unconventional candidate. This is an unconventional convention, and let him do it his way. But certainly that's the way the land lies at the moment.
All right, Simon Marks, great to chat to you. Thanks so much for your time in Cleveland, Ohio today.